Now today, we talk about music and we think to ourselves, well, music is sad, sometimes it's very happy, sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's soft. Today is going to be happy because we're going to be presenting Don't Worry, Be Happy. Now the most important people that you can see today are leaving or staying here, because if it weren't for them, there would be no choir. But we do have some other important people as well, and one of them is going to be our accompanist. Now, probably all of you know her because she's been doing this for many, many, many years, but Brenda Ballroom Madeline is our accompanist. Now, she's going to be trotsying out right now. Brenda, where are you? Where's Brenda? On their own time. But Brenda plays that piano, and typically when a concert pianist sits in front of that magnificent instrument, there's a little bit of awe that comes out because it is so grandiose, the instrument is, so versatile, and makes such beautiful music. That's not the case with Brenda. When she sits down, the piano is in awe. Because she is such an accomplished pianist. That's Brenda. Now, over there in the far corner in the dark, we don't really light the sun because he has bald head and those things. That's Rick Waugh. Well, there he is. Now, when he was a little kid, Larry, he could close the door. Too much light. When he was a little kid, he said to his mother, he said, you know, I would like to play the drums because not only will it give me an opportunity to do something musical, but also will help my strength because I have to carry those things all the time, buy a big car, and he liked it himself as a young boy. Boy, I'd have this great big car, and I would have the drums in out there and so forth. Last year at this concert, I said, Rick, are you still carrying those drums around? He said, yeah, I am, but I kind of like to get something smaller. Take up the piccolo. Because the piccolo is the smallest instrument. Now, just before he went back there and I saw him, I said, did you pick up the piccolo? And are you playing the piccolo? He said, no, I tried it, but it was a little too heavy for my shirt pocket. So I asked Brenda to give me voice lessons, so I wouldn't have to carry anything around. So Rick, when you come here to sing, we're going to applaud you because you made the right choice. And I've said some nice things about these two. Now we're talking about Linda McNamara, the director. A little bit of a problem here, just a little bit of a problem. As a matter of fact, she's having problems with police. Truth in advertising. Last year and 2 years ago, she said, I'm retiring. Now that means that you're retiring, you have a job, you stay at home, so forth and so on. Every day she goes out of her house to do the kinds of things that she has always done. She is the director of the Lutheran or the Methodist choir, the director of the chancel choir in the church. So she plays for several of the musicals around here. She plays the flute in the band, she directs this choir, and everything else. So the police are saying to them, that is truth in advertising, and you're violating that. We need to have you either quit working or don't say they should retire. Now, that isn't the worst thing. The worst thing is her husband, Craig. Craig says, Linda, I see you walk out of this house 10 times a day, 10 times in the evening, and you never bring home a paycheck. So Craig, you're not going to be getting any more Jay paychecks because she doesn't get paid for all these kinds of things. Here is Harvey. There she is, Brenda, right there.